Tonight we are up to Simen Shin Ayin, the Ramah at the end of Simen Shin Ayin. This is page 474, Resh Lamed Zayin Amud Bey. So we had just learned in the Mechaber that if a person is a guest in someone else's chatzer, so he doesn't aser on the Bnei HaChatzer because he's tafel to the Balabais. So comes along the Ramah on the top of page 474, the very end of Simen Shin Ayin, V'afilu Ma'orchim Rabim Balabais Echad, even if there are lots of guests and there's only one Balabais, V'davka B'tik, they're still not going to aser. V'dafka b'diko balabayis echad kavua. Dos harchum b'telim l'gabei. But that's only if the balabayis is really kavua and he lives there. Then the guests are considered to be batel to him. So you have 100 guests in your house. They're still all your household. Aval orchum b'yachad osum ze al ze miyad. But if you have only guests that are staying in that chatzer, then they for sure aser on each other. So you have a bunch of people that take over a hotel and they're all there just for the weekend. They for sure aser on each other. And they would need to participate in an Erev Chatzeros. V'ayin l'kamon sof Simen Shin Tzad Yalef, v'ayin yudiyah mesarich, v'ayin l'kamon Simen Shin Pei Dalet. We'll discuss about a guy in Simen Shin Pei Dalet. So says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Nun Zayin, v'afilu ma'orchim rabim, nami b'teilim l'gabe balabayis, v'nasim kanche beso. That even if there are many guests, they become batel to the balabayis and are considered members of his household. Aval orchim b'yachad, but if it's only orchim, ratzolam mishloyo, yisham rak orchim b'chatzer, you only have guests in that chatzer. And they don't eat together, they eat separately in their own separate rooms, because if they were to eat together, they would be considered one household as well, since we go by the makom achila. So osrim, they aser on each other. There is no one who lives there that we can say they become tofel too. So avikashar balibatim, they're like all the other balibatim. This is, however, only talking about a case where it's an individual chatzer, a standalone chatzer. Aval, k'shenazarchu bi'ir v'yesham od chatzeru shel Yisrael. But if there are guests in the city and there are other Jewish chatzeros, v'yir asuyu k'tikr mavuos k'din, and they have mavuos, chatzeros that open up into mavuos and everything else, and it's a regular Jewish neighborhood, then b'teli hani orchem l'gabe shar balibatim kavuim shabi'ir. Then even though there may not be a balabais kavua in the chatzer, as long as there are balibatim kavuim in the city, they become batel to them, the Yirshasu can tikkun mavuos kedin, because when they did a tikkun mavuos, which is a fancy form of an eruv, he chashuv kulak chatzer achas. It turns the whole area, the whole city, into one chatzer, and therefore it's like a chatzer that has regular balabatim and visitors, where the visitors do not cause a problem. Ze al ze vimu makom akum tzrichem liskor gam reshuso. And if it's a, let's say, a hotel they take over for the weekend, and there's some goyim there, then they need to be socher reshus from the goyim as well. Miyad. They aser on each other miyad, which means even if they're just there for one Shabbos. So now we begin Simen Shin Ayin Aleph. Echad mi bnei chatzer shiniach beisov alach v'shabbos b'chatzer acheres. You have someone who lives in a chatzer who leaves his house and goes and spends Shabbos in another chatzer. Afilu oisa smucha lechatzeru, even if it's a nearby chatzer. Im yisiach milibo ve'ein daito lachzer lebeisov b'shabbos. If his intention is to go away for the entire Shabbos and he has no intention of returning on Shabbos, hareza eino osra aleihem. Then the fact that he has a home in this original chatzer does not create any problems. He does not need to participate in any eruv because for this Shabbos he lives somewhere else. Bamedvar mamurim be Yisrael, but that's only for a Jewish person. Avaleinu Yehudi afilu halach lishpos be ir acheres osra aleihem atchiyisgru mimenu mekomo. A non-Jew, even if he leaves his home and goes to a different city before Shabbos starts, but he can always return, and therefore you need to do a schirus rishus from him imukarav mahalich yomecher, as long as he's within a one day's journey shari efshar shiavo b'shabbos, because a non-Jew can travel on Shabbos. Aval merachok yoser eino oser, but if he's further than a one day's journey, then even the eino Yehudi will not aser. V'yesh omer shigam eino Yehudi im halach lishbos b'chatzar acheres eino oser, and some say that even a non-Jew, if he goes to a different chatzar, will not aser. V'chein nira ikr, and the Rama says, and that seems to be the more prevalent opinion. If he actually comes back on Shabbos, we'll have to learn about how to handle that situation. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Aleph, Echad mibnei chatzer, v'atam didiru b'lo baylim lo shma dira, v'enos haris b'chatzer, av shalom nasna chelik be'eruv. The reason why, when this guy leaves his house for Shabbos, that his house does not create a problem, is because a home that doesn't have a person in it is not considered a home, and therefore it does not need to participate in an Erev Chatzeros. Sheniach Beisav V'Halach, Mary Shalachim Kol B'nei Beisav Misham, Umi Bod Yom. We're talking about a case, not just where like the father of the family went away for Shabbos. The whole family, the house is empty, and they left before Shabbos. V'yesh Mekilin Afiluk Shalach B'Shabbos, Im Lo Chazer Bo B'Yom. And some are Mekil, even if they left on Shabbos, if they don't come back on that day. Osra Aleim Afilu Irvu B'neihem. So he does not aser on them, even if they made a. I'm sorry. He does aser on them. This is talking about a case where an Einu Yehudi goes, even if he made an eruv with them, imrachok Yoser v'chulei, or even if they made an eruv with each other, rather imrachok Yoser. So we said if he's more than one day's journey away, so then you don't have to worry about the Einu Yehudi coming back either. V'yafal gav de barachok nami ikal meichashol b'chol at samuch lekan v'yavu b'shabbes mikol makom. Well, wait a second. Maybe he went to a place that's more than a one day's journey away, but you don't know where he is when Shabbos started. It could be that he started traveling back before Shabbos started. And when Shabbos started, he was within a day, and that he might come on Shabbos. But we don't have to be choshish for that. But there was a yeshomim shegam akum, that even an Einu Yehudi that goes just to a different chatzer is not going to be a problem. But if he's in the habit of always coming back on the same day, then it's asr for sure. The whole reason this yesh omrim is mekil is because we know that the goy went with the intention of staying there the rest of Shabbos. Even though the Ramah says we're mekil like the second opinion, we're mekel in a compromise way. We're not mekel if he goes just to the neighboring chatzer. We're mekel if he goes to the neighboring city. The reason for the Yesh Omrim that says that he doesn't aser is because it's just like a Yisrael that leaves town for Shabbos, where in his mind, this is not where he's spending Shabbos. He's somewhere else. So the same is true by a Nachri. He's spending Shabbos somewhere else, and he doesn't plan on coming back here on this Shabbos. It's irrelevant that he's halachically allowed to come back on Shabbos. He's not planning on it, and therefore he's not considered a resident of this chatzer. So to review what we learned tonight, we're going to do another shiur right after, but to review what we learned tonight, so far, for this shiur at least, the Ramah writes that if there are a lot of guests and only one balabayis, they're all tafel to the balabayis, but if there are only guests, then they aser on one another. However, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that if you're in a large city with a lot of other Jews, even though that chatzer may be made up of only guests, you're covered with the tikkun mavuos that they did in the whole city. And then in Sif Aleph, we said that if someone leaves town for Shabbos, even just to a neighboring chatzer, so his house is not going to aser on anybody, but a nachri is subject to machlokas. If a nachri leaves town, the first opinion says only if he's more than a day's journey away will he not aser on anybody, whereas the second opinion says he anyway doesn't aser on anybody, even if he's just in the neighboring chatzer, and it seems that we paskin like a middle ground, that he's not going to aser on anybody when he's in the next city, but he will aser when he is in the next chatzer. Okay.